is seeker on the path can be considered mature when he or she is ready to meet their future. It is the alignment with the arising future that constitutes the maturity, the compatibility with evolution. It is this inability to meet and to come forward one's future that is the major problem of most seekers. Their intelligence, their consciousness, their intention, their spiritual sensitivity cannot match the future which is supposed to happen. What is evolution? It is a constant movement into the future. The river that we are traveling, flowing with, the river of time, not the time of the earth, but the real time, is the river, the great way that unfolds into the future. The mystery of time, the real time. The real time is universal. It's not measured by seconds, minutes, hours, days. It's measured by the movement of consciousness into a deeper understanding and deeper expansion into the ultimate reality, into God, into Shiva. How much time you live is relative to your evolution. In 1 year, you can live like 100 years, or you cannot live at all. You can be dead. To be dead means that time is passing over you. You are there, but you are not one with time. You are outside of the real time, stuck in the time of the earth, in the time of the subconscious, in the time of the false. To be one with your evolution is to be one with time, the time of I am. When intelligence, consciousness is corrupted, it cannot align itself with the future. It is circulating in the past, the weight of past overrides the movement into the future, and that is called stagnation. Stagnation is the fundamental characteristic of lower intelligence. It does not move. It does not evolve. It circulates endlessly in the past. In order to move beyond that stagnation, a fire of inspiration has to be awakened. The inspiration of the soul, which cuts through the dullness, the numbness of the me. How precious is time? We have no time to waste time. It is one thing that no one can afford in this plane where time is so short. Our constant surrender, devotion to the light of I Am, into the inner reality into which we are constantly growing, reflects the respect for time. As we spoke in the past, time is the universal gold, the currency that is respected in all planes. Aligning ourselves with the coming future that is constantly emerging. We allow the path to unfold naturally. We are not blocking the way. And when future emerges, we are fully ready to meet it. We are ready to meet it even before it emerges. the each now of meditation, the inner abidance. Is the standing at the doorway of the coming future, the future which represents the higher now. That is evolution, the movement, constant movement into the higher now. Seekers often seek grace, but are they ready to receive it? Are they ready to meet their future? Have they arrived at the threshold of their future? Are they touching with their existence this very place where grace can enter? the corruption of intelligence, the corruption of intention. Has to be transformed and transcended for the soul to become one with the universal movement of evolution. If there is an identification with the corrupted intelligence, this is called insincerity. One has chosen the wrong side. When you have chosen the wrong side, you have a problem. The deeper we move into reality, the more our existence has to reflect the truth of the light, of the self. Each step in our inner expansion or surrender has to be interconnected with the purification of the mind and intention and emotion. How much the subconscious construct of the lower self is dissolved, is proportionate to our expansion into our true self. It cannot be dissolved fully at the beginning because it serves its purpose. intelligence of the soul, consciousness of the soul, is moving between the shores of the false and the real, separation and oneness, presence and absence, growing, integrating, becoming ready to transcend. We are the travelers between worlds, between dimensions. Constantly embodying our higher intention. To be pulled down by the lower intention of the lower intelligence is the sin that one has to pay consequences for. Cutting through lower intelligence, the subconscious self. constantly awakening integrity, aligning ourselves with the purpose of the soul, becoming efficient in our journey, becoming true. And constantly learning from our errors, constantly returning to the middle of the river of the I Am. Supporting that movement of truth into itself. Aligning our existence, being in the right place in reality, so all the rest can happen according to the natural laws. Being one with time, the sacred time.